وربما قضى عليك بالذنب فكان سببا في الوصول. Sometimes he condemns you to a sin. Even one sin is a condemnation. Even one sin is a condemnation, obviously, right? And it turns out to be the cause of reaching Allah, wusul, of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is explained here. As a person is wanting to travel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now this is obviously not talking about somebody who's just sinning every day, who's focused on sinning, that's the occupation, that's what they enjoy doing. It's not talking about that person. Although it could relate to that person somehow as well. This is talking about somebody who's trying to do well, trying to get to Allah. Most of the time they do well, but then they fall into a sin. Happens. They fall into a sin. Even awliya sometimes could make mistakes. So what happens now is, a person is making every effort to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants to be in His presence, wants to gain His satisfaction. But then sometimes you get a bit bored, a bit weary, a bit tired, a bit fatigued. Human beings, that's the nature of human beings. You get fatigued. So listen up, everybody who keeps asking that, I just didn't feel like doing anything. Ramadan finished and then I've just had a bit of a slump. Understandable. But it shouldn't remain like that forever. So human beings sometimes need to take it easy. So sometimes there's what in Arabic called kalal, malal, kasal, right? Weariness, tiredness, difficulty, laziness as well, right? That could come about to a human being. We're not robots. فَسَلَّطَ الْحَقُّ عَلَيْهِ ذَنْبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then allows that person to commit a sin, right? Whatever type of sin it is. Or allows the nafs to overcome, and then the person drops. Now when the person gets up from this fall, he thinks, this is really bad. I did so well and now I've dropped. I need to now really make an effort. So that's the idea of this. We should learn from this fall that we've wasted time. We need to make up for it. We need to make amends for it. And the example they provide is a person is traveling and they need to get to their destination. They're going to a wedding. The wedding's going to be at 12 o'clock. And they're getting there. But they're very tired because they had a late night. So on the way they stop off at a cafe, you know, at a stop point. And they decide that, let me just relax for a while. You know, just so that I can drive afresh. So they go and take a little nap. They were supposed to have a power nap for 15, 20 minutes. And it turned out to be 45 minutes. Now when that person wakes up, he's going to be much more fresh than he was even in the beginning. Because he needs to make it there on time. So sometimes a blunder, a mistake, a drop helps you to refresh yourself. Or for example, a person is traveling by horse in the olden days and he gets a bit tired and he falls off, right? Wastes a bit of time. Now he's going to feel like he's going to get the vigor and he's going to try to make a more speedy recovery and get to his destination. That's why there's a hadith which actually says, رُبَّ ذَنْبٍ أَدْخَلَ صَاحِبَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Wow. There are some sins which will actually enter their perpetrators into paradise. Man, tell us what that sin is. Like some people's like, that's the sin I want to do. You know? That's what some people may be thinking. Like, what is that sin? It's the sin that we do that happens and then it makes you fresh. And makes you regret and remorseful and gives you the vigor to make a tawbah and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the sin. It's not one you're looking out for. It's not one that you can just get. It's the one that happens to take place and then the one that you follow that up. Subhanallah. That's why they said, Ya Rasulullah, what kind of sin is this? This is the first time we've heard of such a sin. What kind of a sin is this? He says, لا يزال تائبا فارا منه. It's the one where a person constantly then remains تائبا in repentance. In repentance, running away from it again, that maybe I'll fall into this again. I want to get away from this. I will never get away, never do this. I'm going to close all my accounts. I'm going to put a block. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Whatever, you know, makes the efforts. That's the sin. So once a person has committed the sin, and they're willing to go all the way to block that sin, not in a half-hearted way, but in a full way. I'm going to just remove everything, put a controls on, or whatever the case is. خائفا من ربه, out of fear for his Lord, حتى يموت, and he continues to do this until he dies. Not just for a few months, not just for a few days. But he continues to, that's the sin, which will eventually be a level that will enter a person into paradise. فيدخله الجنة, so that will enter the person into paradise. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Another hadith, which many of us would have heard before, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadih, law lam tudhnibu, by the one in whose hand is my my soul, if you people did not sin, Allah would remove you people." Saying that you're always going to sin, he's not saying go and sin. It's that we are prone to sin. It's a statement of fact, right? It's a statement of fact. It's what happens. It's not that go ahead and sin. If you didn't sin, and if you don't go and sin, it's not saying that. That if you don't go and sin, had you not been sinners, Allah would have removed you. Because the grand scheme and plan of Allah for this world is to have sinners here. For every human being to be potentially open to be able to sin, except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects and never allows to sin, like the prophets. And those who then He gives His protection to when they seek it, and they then Allah becomes their awliya, or they become Allah's friends. So then He says, لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ, Allah would remove you. وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, then Allah would then bring people who do sin and seek forgiveness, and then Allah forgives them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor and ghaffar and ghafir and afuwan. And He has all of these beautiful names, so they manifest when people do sins. It's providing more hope rather than telling somebody to commission a sin. So nobody must understand from here that that's the case. Thereafter that, something that relates to something we would be able to relate to. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rubba sa'imin laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-jur, wa qa'imin laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa al-sahar." How many a fasting person there is who did not receive anything but hunger from their fasting. So they did 15, 16 hours of hunger because they didn't get anything out of it, because their motivation was incorrect. Their reasoning was incorrect. The way they carried themselves during the fast was wrong. What the fasting was supposed to create and engender in the person and develop in the person didn't allow it to do that. Because they fasted from the physical few things that the technical fiqh definition said to fast from, which is food, drink, and sexual intercourse. But they did not do all the other spiritual aspects, whatever the case may be. So that's why they didn't get anything except hunger. This kind of a fast, or this kind of standing at night, if you compare that to a sin that a person committed, and then after that there was a lifelong remorse and tawbah on that, is much better than that deed that was done without the motivation, because you got much more out of it. But you don't want to embark on doing a sin for that purpose. There's easier ways to do that through the obedience. That same fervor can be there with the obedience. But this is just that when we fall, Allah is giving us an antidote. Look, you will make mistakes. This is what will happen. If there's a side effect, or if this is a problem, if there's a failure, then this is what you do. May Allah be thanked for giving us that reason.